little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling? Okay, I'll record it whenever you're ready. Let's do it, man.
My name's Bill Ryder Jones, and this is called There's Something on Your Mind.
Welcome to the sessions at Midori House. Our guest this week is Bill Ryder Jones. As we shall learn, Bill isn't altogether sure what being a solo artist even means, but it is as such that he seems to have established himself. The former lead guitarist with The Coral is now nearly a decade into a restless yet distinguished career under his own name, the latest fruit of which is a fine new album called Yawn.
There's something on your mind. Who's here at last and is gone. And in the twisting of two straight lines, not much changes. Even circumstances, subject to some chance. There's always someone wanting a dance. But there's a fortune to be had from telling people you're sad. Everyone wants a friend. I like old pictures of dogs, faded friendship and fog. But well, there's one thing on your mind, but I'm not feeling tonight. In the twisting of two straight lines, nothing changes. Even circumstances, subject to romance. There's always someone wanting. Just like Liam said, does it feel a little better when I'm in your head? Just a little something that's been on my mind. If tomorrow starts without me, I'm out of time.
I did want to start by asking by one line from one of the songs that you played, There's Something on Your Mind, which was that the line, and you know which one's coming, about there being a fortune to be had from telling people you're sad. When you wrote that, did you have a moment of thinking, I have just entirely demystified pop music right there?
No, because it's not true in my case. It's the assumption, you know? It'd be true if Morrissey said it, because he's rich, but I'm skint. That's just the way it is. I just thought it was funny, you know.
Was that something you were reflecting on, I guess, in response to the response to the previous record, which had been an extremely personal one?
Yeah, there was a conscious decision to write less in a narrative and to have slightly less cohesion, you know. I didn't want to, like, force what was happening in my mind on other people quite so much. To be honest, what happened was it was more important to me that I was writing different melodies than the last record. So that's where it starts with me, is with melodies always. And I knew I didn't want to write immediate catchy melodies. That's not what I like, and that's where I'd fallen into. I didn't want to write those melodies that you feel you might have heard before. And as a result, working so hard on that, I realised that the lyrics should probably follow suit.
Was that something you actually needed to talk yourself out of, though? Because there will be a lot of people who've attempted to write songs who will hear that and gnash their teeth. Because melody, I think, or have always thought, is the tricky bit. To come up with a melody that people hear once and remember forever is no small trick, and it's not something many people can do.
Mm. It's like anything. I think to be good at anything, you've got to have half determination and half a bit of talent, you know? And sometimes they just fall out of the air, as has been said by so many great writers. And sometimes you get half a melody and have to push the notes around like a Sudoku to get it right, you know? This song is called And Then There's You. Tell me I'm wrong and I'm yours. It's easy to change, and you know I would, if I only could. Tell me again what I'm worth. When everything hurts, something like you, and then there's you. I do too much, don't I, babe? And everything's strange, I once understood, is all mixed up. I've given a lot this year. I want you to hear something good. You deserve that much. My mistress, take me home again. My mistress, we're alone again. My mistress, takes me home again. My mistress, we're alone again. I don't know what I'm waiting for, when all of the time I'm alone with the mistress. My mistress,
take me home again. My mistress, we're alone again. My mistress, takes me home again. My mistress, takes me home again. My mistress. My mistress. My mistress. My mistress.
How much of any given record you make, and certainly your solo records have all been extremely different, is a reflection on what you happen to be listening to at the time?
Yeah, that's all it is, I think. I mean, I don't... Aside from the first one, which was, you know, what it was, the others in my mind aren't that different. Like, there's, the only difference is, you know, there's not much piano on the third record. And there's heavier guitars. But there's still, like, you think about something like Off a Bad Wind Blows My Heart, it's still, like, brushes and quiet electric guitars. And there's something on your mind. It's just that. It's just brushes and electric guitars. But I've just got some kind of reverbs and things going on that I kind of hadn't done before. There's not huge changes in my mind. There's certainly a lot more heavy bits on this record. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't, like, have any ego about being honest with, you know, how important bands like Duster and Red House Painters and Bedhead and Low were to me when I was making this record. Any, you know, I said the same about A Bad Wind Blows My Heart and how obsessed with the Gorkies I was, and, you know.
Are you completely comfortable now with the idea of yourself as a solo artist? Is there anything you miss about being in a band?
No. Well, I'm not completely comfortable with being a solo artist, and there's nothing I miss about being in a band either. I mean, I've got a band. Like, I've got my mates who play with me when I go away on tour, and they're like my best friends. I don't miss having to share attention. I'm an only child. This song is called Mither.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's performance was by Bill Ryder-Jones. His new album, Yawn, is out now. Bill is playing European dates for the rest of this year and into 2019. You can find tickets online, details at his website. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and recorded and mixed by Alex Port-Felix. We'll be back at the same time next week with live music by Joey Dosik. But until then, I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for listening.
Will you still play on my mind? When I'm proud of myself, no, I only meant well. Not every day, but every night. When I'm counting in my lies, you're the ghost at my side, and it's right. This dream where I'm alive.
and each day I forget. What it's like to be dead. No, I don't feel much anymore. Is that your key in the door? Nothing else would mean more. And it's right. It's right. Makes sense. Tonight, don't mind the me-neck. Ba, ba, da, 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 ba, ba, ba. Ba. Ba-da, ba-da.